I come from Romania. I work with the University of Medicine and Pharmacy of Craiova. The other authors of this presentation are Cornelia Rada from the Romanian Academy, Monica Laura Cara from the Social Assistance Authority of the county, and Daniela Mosang from the Public Health Authority of the county. I have no personal financial relationships to disclose regarding this presentation. The work I'm going to present you is a part of a research project which started 2 years ago in 2009 and will finish next month in December. It's a project regarding the sexual reproductive health of people living in urban and rural areas. And it was financially supported by the National Council of Scientific Research in Romanian Universities. As you probably know, Romania is an European country. We are one of the 27 countries of the European Union. We joined the European Union in 2007 together with Bulgaria. We are the two last countries who joined the European Union. Romania lies in the southeastern part of Europe, our neighbors being Moldavia, Ukraine, Hungary, Serbia, Bulgaria, and of course the Black Sea. There are 41 counties in Romania. I'm going to talk you about Dolj County, which lies in the southwestern part of the country. Its southern border being represented by the Danube. The Danube is the second biggest river in Europe. Craiova is the capital city of the county. The whole area of the county represents about 3% of the country. The population also represents about 3% of the country. These are people living in 7 cities and 103 villages. We included in our research 1,200 subjects, equally distributed by gender, so males and females, by educational level, high educated, medium educated, or low educated, by residence environment. Half of them live in Craiova, and the others live in villages. And by age groups, you can see there are 5 age groups in our study. We asked these subjects to answer a questionnaire with 111 items. From these items, 5 refers to the sources of information they used when about sexual reproductive health, and we took into account 6 sources of information: friends, parents, physicians and nurses, medical books, school classes, internet and media. The results were statistically analyzed using the SPSS program. The first slide shows us only 15% of our subject had sexual education classes in a school, being a statistically significant difference between people living in urban area and in a rural area. When we asked them about the most frequently used sources of information, we found out that about all of them, the most of them use information coming from friends. 31% ask a friend when about sexuality. 26% use the internet or media. 20% use medical books. 11% ask physicians and nurses. About 11% ask parents, and only about 9% of our subjects get information regarding sexual reproductive health from school. Now we are going to discuss every of the six sources of information I mentioned above. When about friends, This is the most frequently used source of information. There are a statistically significant difference between people living in urban and rural area, and the same statistically difference between men and women. Men ask more frequently their friends about sexuality comparing to women. When about age, the trend is decreasing by the age. That means the younger the subjects, the more frequently friends used as sources of information. The first group ask friends about 50%, the last group, the old people, about 70%. When about internet and media, we found again a statistically significant difference between people living in urban and rural area. Of course, in our villages, internet access is much more difficult than in cities. There are no statistically difference between men and women when using the internet, but the age is again discrimination factor between our groups. 50% of the young people use the internet, only 5% of the old people. Medical books are, of course, preferred by people living in urban area and by women. Women seem to be more interested in reliable information about sexuality comparing to men. When about the age and about the medical books, we can see that these groups with medium age, 25-50 years old, are most interested in using medical books as sources of information. Physicians and nurses are most frequently asked from people in urban area, and more frequently asked from by the women. The age, it's again discrimination factors. Young people ask more frequently physicians comparing to older people. Parents. Unfortunately, in Romania, sexuality is still a taboo subject. People don't like to talk about sexuality, and especially in urban areas, in rural areas. Our citizens living in villages consider it's a shame to talk about sexuality, and I think they don't know about nothing, and they don't say about nothing to their children about sexuality. People in urban area discuss more frequently with their parents about sexuality, and women discuss more frequently with parents. The situation is about the same when about the age. The younger the people, the more frequently discussion with parents about sexuality. And finally, the last source of information, school. Children and students have more frequently sexual education classes in urban area comparing to the rural ones, but there is no statistically significant differences when about the gender. We can see the same decreasing trend when about the age. So, there is just a conclusion about this subject. So there is an urgent necessity to implement sexual education programs in schools. And we have already started to do this in our county. Last weeks we started to travel from a village to another. There are 17 high schools in our villages, and we talked to the young, to the we talked to the to the students about contraception, about early detection of cervical cancer and breast cancer. We also give them a brochure including information about contraception and early detection of these cancers. This program can have an important impact on reduced sexual risk behaviors. And these programs do not represent a total solution, but they can provide an effective component in a larger strategy to reduce pregnancy, abortion, and sexually transmitted diseases, because in Romania, unfortunately, abortion is still a very important method of contraception nowadays. Thank you.